I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, Friday, July 1st. We're now several weeks past the June solstice, when the sun took its most northerly path across the sky for this year. This solstice marked the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere and shortest day in the Southern Hemisphere.
At this time of year, many people ask why the hottest or coldest weather of the year doesn't coincide with the year's longest or shortest day. Everywhere on Earth, the hottest or coldest weather lags behind the summer or winter solstice by about a month or two.
This effect is called the lag of the seasons. It's the same reason it's hotter in mid-afternoon than at noontime. Earth takes a while to warm up after a period of darkness or after a long winter. Likewise, it takes some extra weeks to cool down in winter.
For us in the Northern Hemisphere, there's still snow on the ground in some places. The sun has to melt as much ice as it can, and it has to warm the oceans before we feel the most sweltering summer heat. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, ice and snow have been melting since spring began. Meltwater and rainwater have been percolating down through snow on top of glaciers, but the runoff from glaciers isn't as great now as it'll be in another month, even though sunlight was striking the Northern Hemisphere most directly several weeks ago.
That's the lag of the seasons, and that's our show for today. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.